A coalition of child advocates, education groups, and medical associations wants a statewide mask rule for in-school learning. In July, the State Board of Education approved a set of COVID protocols for schools after reducing any requirements in them to just recommendations, including for wearing masks. One in five school districts currently has no mask policy. Oklahoma Education Association President Alicia Priest says teachers are ready to get back to their students, but they're anxious.
We want to work. We want to be safe. We are asking the Oklahoma State Board of Education to require masks in schools during in-person learning.
Millwood Public Schools Superintendent Cecilia Robinson Woods is on the board overseeing Oklahoma school sports, which passed on a mask requirement of its own. She says there have been a lot of games canceled and seasons pushed back as a result.
Because of the amount of schools that are having to cancel due to just quarantines, honestly, in their communities from COVID-related illnesses.
Oklahoma Institute for Child Advocacy CEO Joe Dorman says the protection masks offer would extend beyond the classroom.
Oklahoma ranks 9th in the nation for grandparents raising grandkids. The category we would all agree is probably the most at risk.
Santa Fe South Public Schools Superintendent Chris Brewster says his district is among the 80% requiring masks, but a statewide policy would ensure all kids get similar opportunities this year. He also wishes all adults in the state would wear a mask.
I just don't get it. And I would argue all day long with anyone that this, if they care for children in Oklahoma, wear a stinking mask.
The State Board of Education meets next Thursday. Its October meeting was canceled because of technical difficulties with the live stream. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.